بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، yesterday we just completed and concluded the section on debts and the warnings regards to taking debts, and today we'll begin the chapter in regards to striving to repay debts. Many times brothers ask for wazifas. What is a wazifa for paying debts? What can we read? And upon this, ulama explained the greatest wazifa to repay debts is 5 times daily salah. To the promise of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالصَّبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ رَزُقُكَ. Command your family to perform salah, and you also be steadfast upon salah. So Allah ta'ala gives us a prescription in Quran Sharif. They command the family with salah. Basically, in our terms, what it means, make ta'lim at home. Sit with the family at home with the kitab and read some ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And now, being the month of Rabiul Awwal, also read about the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But have some ta'lim in the home. Fadail and the virtues of salah, so that this yaqeen comes in our heart upon salah. And when you hear the mu'adhin also, they hear very clearly, حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ, where he's calling you on behalf of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that come for salah and come towards success. So in salah, Allah ta'ala says in Quran Sharif also, لَا نَسَلُكَ رِزْقًا, that we do not ask you of any type of sustenance. نَحْنُ, we will نَرْزُقُك, we will sustain you. So barakat of salah. And salah, very importantly, is salah of khushu and khudu. It's salah of concentration. Where the heart is there, the mind is there. That is real salah. And in Quran Sharif, in 18 para, Allah Ta'ala highlights this also. It's salah of concentration. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, simple translation, that the believers have already gained success. The word أَفْلَحَ, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ, there are different words in Arabic to denote success. Imam Raghib rahimahullah explains the word aflaha, and he says aflaha, when Allah Ta'ala uses this word, refers to every type of success. Whether it be spiritually, deen-wise, dunya-wise, emotionally, financially, every type of success, Allah Ta'ala says the believers have already gained it. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, those that have concentration in salah. They have devotion and concentration. Allah Ta'ala says they already got success. As we say, it's already in the bag. Allah Ta'ala has given it to them. So we get our salah with concentration and devotion. Here also, what is devotion? What is concentration? خَاشِعِينَ قَلْبًا سَاكِنِينَ جِسْمًا. Mufassirin explained that a person's heart is full with the awe of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I'm standing before Rabbul Alameen. Before the Rabb of the entire universe, all the worlds put together belongs to Allah. I'm standing before Him. Sustenance is in the control of Allah. So inwardly, my heart is connected to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And externally, a person is humble. The way he's standing also, he's humble. But here together, having humility in salah, a person doesn't bend his body or his head completely. Stand like how Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught us to stand in salah. That when a person is standing in salah before he starts, then his eyes is fixed on the place of sajda. Then he ties his hands correctly according to sunnah, goes into ruku, then his eyes are focused upon his feet and top of his feet. There also his back and his head is level, is leveled out, not that the head is tilting down. He goes into sajda, then the eyes are focused on the tip of the nose. This is all concentration in salah. When he's sitting in Jalsa, in Qada, At-Tahiyyat, then his eyes are focused upon his lap. So his eyes are focused all the time in Salah. Imam Ahmad Sirhindi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says, the greatest contributing factor, the greatest contributing factor to create concentration in Salah is that a person gets his postures correct. This is how we work towards concentration in Salah. That his mind is focused upon his postures, are they correct? When he's standing up, his feet are facing towards the Qibla. 4 fingers apart. 4 fingers apart, and the feet are facing towards the Qibla, his garments above his ankles. So every posture is now concentrating, is my posture correct right now? As Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. They perform salah as you have seen me performing salah. But we haven't seen Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam performing salah. But those that learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those that learned and it came down to those ulama ikram, that have a chain and sanad, that I learned salah from my sheikh, from my ustaz. He learned from so and so, he learned from so and so. Like how we have when it comes to our hadith, that all ulama ikram studied hadith by so and so, ustaz of this, sheikh al hadith. He has a sanad, he has a chain from who he learned, from who he learned. Then we have in the line of tasawwuf, a person gets khilafat, he has his sheikh, and who's his sheikh, and the whole chain goes up to Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, and then to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So everything has a chain. So ulama explain, when it comes to salah also there's a chain. From whom did you learn your salah? So to learn salah from those ulama ikram, we have the chain also. One is learning from kitabs, to see it practically. Learning from his ustaz, it goes up. So when a person will learn every posture correctly, in his mind is there. Am I doing it correctly? When it comes to, our mashayikh explain, when it comes to just our cars, we are so particular. We take it to the car wash, we want it immaculate. We paid for it, we're about to drive away, then we see some dirt in the car, we go back again. We tell the owner of the car wash, where's the staff? He washed the car, he didn't clean the inside. Under the carpet, under the mat, is still dirty. And I will tell him also, when it comes to the housewife, when it comes to the kitchen, how particular she is when it regards to these things over here. You didn't vacuum this corner. We didn't clean the windowsills. When it comes to my salah, they say, Bab dada ka miras hota hai. I got salah from my grandfather. Salah araha is carrying on, so I just carry on my salah. It's a seekne ki cheez hai. Namaz is something I have to learn. I have to learn how to perform my salah, to perfect my salah. Once salah becomes perfected, then subhanallah, Allah will open his treasury. But we know when it comes to barakat, we're all making dua for barakat. And myself, when we speak about barakat, we think of furus only. Rands and dollars, barakat in the money. Ulama say, barakat means barakat in my iman. My iman was with so much of barakat in there, must last me, not till my qabr, till my jannat. That's barakat. You want barakat in mal, generations must enjoy. Barakat in iman, generations must be in deen. Barakat in my iman, barakat in my a'mal, barakat in my taqwa. My taqwa mustn't break any time. Must be there 24/7. Then barakat in my home, barakat in my health, barakat in my wealth. All that Allah Ta'ala has kept in salah. Salah for myself, my family, my children. So when salah will come with concentration and devotion. Here also Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned, among the first things that Allah will take away from this ummah will be concentration in salah. The masajid will be full, Hadith Sharif mentions. The masajid will be full to capacity, but not a single person's heart will be in concentration in salah. Will avoid or the remembrance of Allah Tabarak. Allah Ta'ala save us. The time shouldn't come that a person starts salah but the mind is wandering. So the greatest contributing factor to creating concentration in salah is to get our postures correct. This we have to go to ulama ikram, ask him, teach me salah, teach me wudu. Or ask him to have programs. We want to see how to perform salah correctly. Once I get that corrected, also to remember, some people say we're doing certain amal, but how come we don't find the effects of it? Simple example. Person says, I read my Ayatul Kursi, read my three quls also, gave sadqah, went on safar. Then two accident happened. Oh, they broke into the house. But I read all my du'as. This dunya is a place of test and trial, tribulation. So many people, we have this mindset, I'll do it so things will open up. Not necessarily, there's a decree of Allah. Our job is abdiyat, that we submit. We are slaves of Allah, we do as Allah wants it. Whether Allah Ta'ala gives, doesn't give, we are still slaves, we enjoy being the slaves of Allah. Person performed, did all the amal. Then too the house was broken into, then too there was accident. How come? We took all the precautions, spiritual precautions. So the hadith of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentions more or less that Allah Ta'ala has given every person malaika of protection, his personal bodyguards. لَهُمْ عَقِّبَاتُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Front of him, behind him, they are muaqibat, they change their shifts. And they protect every person by the command of Allah. So when the decree of Allah Ta'ala descends, that now the test is on, and these malaika see the decree of Allah descending, coming down, they step aside. They step aside, and Allah Ta'ala tests his slave. And Allah Ta'ala wants to see his reaction. That will you run towards me, or will you run away from me? Something happen, will your mind go now to the insurance broker, to the bank manager, to some makhluq? Insan is being tested, and the heart goes to another insan. He'll sort my problem out. Then by Allah, he failed. But the heart goes towards Allah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ya Allah, you gave it the first time, you took it away, you will give it again. It belongs to you. And he shows his pleasure to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He says, sabru inda sidmati al-ula, patience. Patience, real patience is when the first crunch happens. When the test just starts, now he's patient. Allah Ta'ala says, he passed with flying colors, open the treasuries for him. So how to get our ruzi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to, whether Allah Ta'ala gives, doesn't give. Our salah with concentration and devotion. Then my salah is correct, every posture is correct, how I make my salam also. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to make salam, he used to turn his head to the right, and he used to turn it so much also, Sahaba Ikram would say that those behind him could see the whiteness of his cheek. To the right hand side, to the left hand side, all these just postures we are just mentioning in between here and there, but to go to the ulama Ikram. We want to learn salah, how to perfect our namaz. Many persons say, I'm a perfectionist. I'm very, very particular. When it comes to my salah, Allah Ta'ala give us a quality. Also, Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq to make amal. Subhanakallah.